Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 34. We have been away for a little while.
Yes.
Maybe we should explain why, because I made a comment in the description of the last episode that was delayed quite a lot. My laptop, my former laptop broke down. So I had to wait on a new laptop, and now we have a new problem, and that is that I can't install our audio interface system on my new laptop, so we record this on a mobile phone. So I hope the quality is all right,
like you expect from us.
Yeah, like
exquisite,
exquisite. Like but we are back.
But we are happy that you are listening to us right now.
And we have a crisp that was demanded by the votes. It got
yes.
I can check with 71.4% of the vote. You, the public, decided that we should review Piper's Crisp Co. tomato crisps.
Yeah.
And Wissington tomato crisps, to be exact.
Actually, we were quite happy because we wanted to review this for quite some time.
Yeah, we have waited months on this, I think. Yeah.
Yes. So, thank you, too, for voting for,
thank you too.
And for the tomato crisps.
The remaining 28% that voted for the Lay's pizza flavor, you can vote again in the next poll. And maybe you will win next time.
But first, we are going to review this. We have been waiting on this for too long.
Yeah, let's do it. Flavor?
Soury, tomato-y.
Color of the crisp. Oh, I see the color of the crisp. It isn't as red as a tomato, but it has a little bit of coloring.
Yeah.
A little bit of a darker crisp shade. Yeah, the smell is indeed tomato-y. I'm trying a crisp.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
And tomato-y.
Yeah.
I think it's better than the than the ketchup crisps we've had.
Certainly. Certainly.
Yeah, you get a little bit of that acidity from the tomato. Together with the starchy flavor of the potato. I think it's a nice blend.
But they're also nice and salty. Not too salty, but there is... I hadn't when I was thinking of these crisps, and I didn't think that they would be this good. Should we do the?
Well, they are this good.
Should we do the quick roundup?
So smell soury tomato-y.
Yeah, there's a little bit of the acidity in
there. Yeah.
Texture. That's a good crisp.
Yeah. It has a good crunch.
They are thin, but they are strong, and they have a good crunch, and they break apart nicely in the mouth. They have a good feel.
Yeah. You don't have to work to chew them down.
Yeah.
That's
a good one.
Yeah.
Flavor. Yeah. I think better than I expected, to be honest.
Okay.
I would give these 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I would say 3.5. 3.5 to 4. So let's make it 4.
Yeah.
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Nice to serve at a party. Any party.
Yeah, or when you're just with some friends, I don't know. When you're watching Netflix, I think you can impress this on your next Tinder date. Use this on your next Netflix and chill Tinder date and to impress your significant other or your future significant other.
Or your honey for the week.
Well,
yeah.
Or your ghost.
Maybe that should deserve some explanation later.
Yeah.
But now.
Yeah.
As always, I've prepared a trivia.
You have prepared a trivia, Marijn.
I have.
Please enlighten us.
Well, story beforehand. I thought these Piper's Crisp & Co. Tomato chips were actual tomatoes.
Yeah.
Cut in
so
pieces.
Not a potato chips flavored like to taste like
exactly.
Tomatoes. Yeah.
They obviously aren't.
No.
But there is such a thing called tomato chips from tomatoes. And it's actually very easy to do. You just take some tomatoes.
Yeah.
You slice them.
Yeah.
You salt those slices.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of pepper if you like. Put them on a baking tray and put them not in the oven but in the microwave.
Yeah, because then they get
dehydrated.
Yeah, that's what you need probably.
And then you need to cook it for 8 times. I have a recipe right here. We can put the recipe
in the link
in the description.
Yeah.
Read
it through. Would you recommend?
It's only half an hour work, so
yeah.
Just that.
Yeah. And you make them, right?
Yes, I did. And
yeah.
they are very tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, so
yeah, they're a little bit chewier than these crisps.
Yeah,
but
that's the texture of the tomato.
Exactly.
I think you can change the tomato into a potato.
Nay.
I reckon.
No.
Not yet, at least. Not yet.
No.
Maybe in the future with the sciences. Should we head into the...
So, that is trivia. We should mention that we want to review crisps again.
Yeah.
And that we really want to know what crisps we should review.
But should we first talk about...
About the ghosting thing?
No. Talk about our disability story of this week. You had...
First disability story? Okay. Yeah. The disability story of this week was, well, it was hot here in Amsterdam. And actually in the entirety of the Netherlands.
No, I think... No. Let me rephrase this. For the people that don't live in Europe and listen to this podcast, Europe had a little bit of a heat wave again. I think it was 2-3 weeks ago we also had a heat wave. But
not this.
It was a little premature to call that one a heat wave.
Yes.
Because this was a motherfucking heat wave.
Records have been blown in the Netherlands.
I believe that in the South Netherlands it is 45 or 47 degrees Celsius on a certain point.
Could be. I believe it was last Thursday.
Yeah.
The general temperature in the Netherlands has been measured was 41.8.
Yeah.
In the Netherlands,
that's
there was a moment that everywhere it was at least 41.8 degrees.
Yeah, that's insane.
And that's hot.
And let us. Maybe there are listeners on this podcast that live in an Arizona-like climate where the temperatures often reach the 40s, maybe even the 50s in Celsius. But let me explain that the Netherlands is a very wet country. We have a lot of water here.
Moderate climate.
Yeah, a sea climate.
Yes.
And the thing is that... The heat gets so filled. It is as if you go outside when it's like 40 degrees in a wet country, in a wet climate like this, in a high humidity climate like this, it feels like you're enveloped in a cooking blanket, a blanket that has been soaked in cooking in boiling hot water, and then is draped right on top of your face. It's just, I think waterboarding would be a relief after.
That it's better to waterboard people than to let them live in this hot and humid climate.
Yeah, I want to say that as a comedian, not as a political statement.
And I'm right on this with Brace Boy, with Sam. Of course, we both don't endorse waterboarding.
No, no.
At all.
No. The last time
I think checked, it's a waste of our water.
Yeah. Last time I checked, I'm not Dick Cheney. I checked this morning. I looked at my passport and it didn't say Dick Cheney. So I'm quite sure that I don't approve of waterboarding, or any other type of torture. Actually, yeah. Except for the torture that they use, that they then just play.
Except tickle torture.
You have seen that documentary. Yeah, okay. Maybe we're digressing now. We're digressing.
Just a bit.
Marijn.
Yes.
Should we talk about?
No, we were talking about heat and we got stuck on the heat, but what it does. Well, I was in my home for all the hot days, almost I think 5 days. It was hot for 5 days. Luckily I didn't have that much to do, so I could sit at home in my underwear on my couch
doing nothing.
Maybe watch some TV. That was it. But that's I did.
To be honest, you do that on any given day.
Yeah, but not the entire day.
No, Marijn found that it was so hot that he didn't even have the energy to jerk himself off anymore.
And that's saying something.
That's saying something indeed. It was a total emergency. It was,
Well, but how did you experience the heat? Because I can imagine that for you it also must be quite a problem.
The thing is that I have a little bit more fat than you have on my body. I'm a little bit of a bigger shaped fella.
And obese,
according to the Dutch government. The thing is that I've never been really fond of the heat, but I explained this to someone that asked me about this, and I said my perfect temperature that I personally work the best at is between 18 and 22 degrees Celsius.
Well, for me the same,
actually. And then this was almost double that, and it's just I couldn't function at all. Even my mind got slow and sweaty in a sense. I took showers, I believe at least two times a day, put on clean shirts two times a day. It was very bad for the environment. I understand that, and I take full responsibility for my disgusting behavior on this part. But it was insane.
And how at night? Because the heat stayed.
Yeah.
Everything got hot. So I thought it was very difficult to get to sleep because it was just so hot. How did you experience that?
Yeah, me as well. And the thing was that I wanted to buy a ventilator to get a little bit of the at least that you have some movement of air, and then it feels like it's colder air. Of course, it's the same hot air in a sense, but they were just sold out everywhere, even online. You couldn't find a ventilator, at least not that would be shipped anytime soon that you can expect it in those days. So it's just on a certain point I was biking somewhere, and I was biking through the sun, and it was an area that I was in the open sun. It was almost unbearable.
I was I believe the hottest day, Thursday.
Yeah.
I was inside for the whole day, so in the evening I thought I want to make a little stroll.
Yeah.
Now you should know, my neighborhood is just pavement and brick
and the bodies of all mortar. People that died from overheating. Yeah.
Also, sometimes you can see the skulls from out of the walls. Yeah. But I was walking, and some of the flats are built partially over the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And I noticed when I was walking just open pavement.
Yeah.
And then underneath the building.
Yeah, where you had a little bit of
hotter. Shade. That was hotter because I was surrounded by brick and mortar. Oh, of course, yeah. Then it was in just open sky. Well, open air or between hyphens, but. Open air was already hot, but it was hotter when I walked underneath a building.
It's insane.
Unbearable.
Yeah.
But luckily we survived.
Yeah.
Well, luckily I survived, and well.
Yeah. Yeah. This is
Sam.
I have to say, as a computer voice, it's very interesting how you can. Use all the previous 34 episodes, the recording material you have of my voice, to make me sound so genuine right now. It's very interesting how you have programmed an AI.
How do you call that? That's a deep fakes.
Yes. It's very interesting that I think that you may be the first podcast using a deep fake as a co-host. But this might be wrong. Marijn, let's just talk about we mentioned ghosting, and when I said the word ghosting, your face it became pained by some emotional agony.
Torment.
Yeah, a smart man once said, comedy is pain plus time. And we can see if there has been enough time since this pain was...
There has been pain.
Yeah, tell us about the pain, and we can see if we can make fun of it in a way that you can enjoy as well.
I'm on Tinder. I have been on Tinder before. Didn't really work for me. But my sister encouraged me. It would be nice to have someone, a sixth person on the Christmas table. So isn't it time for you to find your significant other?
Yeah.
Or just someone else.
Yeah.
So I joined Tinder, and immediately first day I got two matches.
Yeah.
I got one person who liked me, but I didn't like her.
And how can you see that?
You have a blurred picture, and if you were talking about that I was a master in deep fake, I'm also a master in unraveling blurred photographs.
For the listener, I have used Tinder in the past, but this is apparently some decades ago, so I don't know how it works anymore.
But I also got a match.
Yeah.
With a nice looking lady.
Yeah.
So I sent a message, and we got to talk over messaging, and she asked, hey, would it be okay to call? So we called.
Yeah.
And spoke to each other. I felt very uncomfortable during the talk, because I had the feeling I couldn't be open, and then there was a moment I could be open, and I did it more precisely. I was afraid to tell that I have MS.
Yeah.
But I did it, and then I how do you say it? Hell broke loose, or the flood was released. Well, I just kept on talking.
Yeah.
Just like I did now.
Yeah.
I asked her, hey, would it be okay to see each other?
Yeah, hang out.
Hang out. And she said, okay. But this weekend, I'm going hiking.
Yeah.
Well, that can happen. That's okay. So she said, maybe somewhere next week we can hang out.
Yeah.
I waited the weekend. On Monday, I sent a message. Hey, how was your hiking trip?
Yeah.
No answer.
That's rude.
No answer after an hour. No answer after 2 hours. To this date, no answer on that message. So I was ghosted.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe.
Yeah, you can see my face right now, but
yeah,
I'm very. No, that's just kidding. I'm not crying.
I have two comments about this story. And the first comment is if everybody that says on Tinder that they are going hiking actually would hike, the hiking trails would be fuller than the Albert Heijn at 6 o'clock. The second thing is that you always loved Ghostbusters movies, so I think you finally have your connection with some entity from another world, and you react like this. I'm a little bit.
Are you stealing my joke right now?
I'm stealing your joke because you didn't make it.
But that's the story about ghosts.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I'm never going on Tinder again.
Nah, don't lie.
And I will always be alone, but that will be okay.
Yeah.
So I want to leave you with this message.
Maybe we should do a quick roundup of the episode.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, you were recording this.
Yeah, I was recording this. Quick roundup of the episode. We reviewed Piper's Crisp and Co. Tomato crisps, they were good. They got a 4 out of 5.
I gave you a recipe to make your own tomato chips.
Find that one down into the description. Also available in the description of iTunes, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and everywhere else you can find and listen to our podcast, such as Spotify. By the way, this episode was sponsored by none of your business because we're still paying everything ourselves.
Yes.
We are very happy to announce that next week we already know what crisp we are going.
Yeah, we
to.
Have a special secret for you.
We have a special surprise crisp for you next week. I brought something back from Belgium. But what it is, you will find out in episode 35. But for episode 36, you can now vote in the link in the description which crisp you think we should review. The options are
Lay's
pizza flavor and onion ring crisps. So these aren't deep fried onions in a batter, these are onion ring crisps.
Yeah.
Make
your choice.
Yeah.
Let us know.
And you can now again send us emails to sam@iratecrisps.com or marijn@iratecrisps.com. So if you have a suggestion, just pop us an email.
Or comments.
Or tweet at us. Write it on our Facebook page. That's all.
Share it.
Yeah. And
tell friends about this wonderful podcast about crisps,
and
because this is what you need.
You may be able to even send us direct messages on Instagram.
Ooh, that sounds a bit ominous.
Yeah, because Marijn and I didn't discuss starting an Instagram page yet, but I want to discuss it. But we're doing that off the record without recording, because this is just going to be a boring discussion. We hope you like this episode. And until next time,
that is how the crisp crunches.